Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bombshell this morning from the FBI. We were told there were no FBI assets on the ground on January 6th. Nope, none at all. Nope. So said Christopher Wray and other FBI apparatchiks who testified before Congress. No, that didn't happen. Then they said, in testimony after that, all right, there might have been a few. Then they said, okay, 26. There were 26 FBI agents or assets on the ground, January 6th. But that's all. I mean, that is, how many again? 296 on the ground. Really? That's super duper weird because the inspector general, who it's a crime to lie to, did an investigation of this. And the FBI was asked, was required to turn over all the documents, and they kind of didn't turn that part over. They also interviewed FBI leaders, including Christopher Wray, on that. And then wrote a report saying there weren't any assets on the ground. Huh. Isn't that perjury? Yeah, that's going to be a story over the next few weeks because there's a lot of lying going on here to cover this. Why would you cover up that there were almost 300 FBI plainclothes agents on the ground? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just tell the truth right from the beginning? Why couldn't you tell the truth right from the beginning? Ask yourself that question. And sit in your car. Why? Why don't you say, yeah, I mean, we got wins. It wouldn't be surprised if they did, that there are a lot of activists planning, a big protest, and we wanted to keep you safe. Why don't you say that in the first hearing? Why not say that? Why send them in plain clothes? I mean, you can. You know why. I know why. Because they were the guys in Black Bloc. They were the guys smashing the windows out. They were the guys holding the doors open. They were the guys knocking the barriers down. They were the guys knocking over the police. That's why. There's no other reason, folks. But we're not there yet. So here's the gradual phase. There were no agents at January 6th. That was the first FBI lie. Well, maybe a few was number two. Then, okay, like a couple dozen. Yeah, all right. Well, now we remember it's coming back to us. And now, we met almost 300. Plain clothes. Yeah. Now, here's what's interesting about this. And if you're a sharp listener to this show, you'll remember it. On January 6th, Presley Stutz, a local GOP activist, some friends, went up there to the Capitol. And they called us. He called me live from the Capitol. He did interview. We did two of them, actually. We did two interviews. Do you know what Presley said? So this is live at the Capitol. He said, there are vans pulling up and federal agents dressed in black are getting out. And I said, well, like how many? He said, like hundreds. Presley Stutz on January 6th. And I said, how do you know they're federal agents? He said, I could just tell by looking at them. They're dressed identically. It's like, it looks like Antifa's here. And he said, the vans just keep pulling up and they just let them off. And he said, this whole place is blocked off. No one else can get in, but they can. He said, you had to walk. I mean, you had to walk like 26 minutes from, because you couldn't park. But they could. So just to tell you where this story's going next, because it's going there next. The most violent people are the age. The video's already on X this morning. People are going back through the video. They're all dressed the same. They're smashing out windows. Yeah. It's what we're going to find. It's coming. Trust me. That's why they had to lie about this. Because the next question, well, there'd be so many questions by Congress, would be like, plainclothes, but then why didn't you stop? I mean, what were y'all doing? I mean, what was the plan? I mean, tell us where you were. I mean, can we identify them in the crowd? Which ones were you guys? Where are you dressed? I mean, you're in plainclothes. We all dressed the same. What were you doing? Can you point them out in a video? Who are they? Which ones are they?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why they did this. I'm not saying there aren't people on our side who were violent, but I guarantee you they were following along. They were following the leadership. What do you want to bet that, do you know that famous video in the stairwell? And it's those officers and they're trying to chase down that guy dressed all in black and his face is masked. You know that one that they played on a loop? Bet that's FBI. You know why? You could tell the difference. And there was a stark difference between the guys like Presley who were there, kind of dead types who, were carrying American flags that were very peaceful. And after unknown officers and agents held the doors at the Capitol open for them, they streamed through for like half an hour very peacefully. And there was a problem with that. And remember in the January 6th trials when the attorneys would play that video and point out like you can only open the Capitol from inside. Those big, huge, heavy doors, you can only open them from inside. You have to have authorization. Like, not everybody could, do that. And they were pointing out, like, so who held the doors open then? And by the way, some of these guys were, like, waving people, like, come on. You can look up the video. The video's still on X. Come on in. Yeah, come on in. Come join us. Come on in. And they were peacefully filing in with their flags. It was no violence. We still don't know who those people were. Well, I'd love to know. I got a good theory this morning. Don't you? Well, here's the best part. This is going to be fun. Right now, this morning, an ungodly army of pajama-clad internet sleuths. This happens with everything now on X. They're going through all that J6 video. They're going to pick these up. We are going to know who the feds were, where they were, and what they did. Because there's a lot of video of January 6th. Now, think about this for a minute. There's things I'm wondering. Do you remember how Kevin McCarthy said he was going to release all of the video? Why can't we just see the video of January 6th? Why is that a secret? But he never did. We still don't have all of it. Remember how January 6th committee deleted some of it? Why would you do that? Wouldn't you want everyone to see the right-wing thugs doing right-wing thug things? Unless you know there are federal officers, and I bet there's other agencies in there too. Unless you know they're in there and they're doing things they shouldn't, and you're afraid the internet will ID them. And you're especially afraid the internet will ID them in the post-Elon Musk era where you can't censor it. What other reason could there be? But this is a gradual process, and today's big shock is they lied. A lot. So it's going to be interesting to see. The statute of limitations shouldn't have worn out on any of this. Can we get Christopher Wray for this? Can we get them for lying to the inspector general for this? I don't know. Wouldn't it be something if we saw in a year or over 2 years or just over this presidency, two FBI directors indicted? Wow. Wow. Folks, this is getting real and it's fascinating. Texter writes, Tara, because the FBI agents were the ones that were inciting everyone. Yeah, and it could have been other people too. But there's a reason for all of this. There's, again, there's a reason they lied about these agents being on the ground. When you take a risk like that, it's not just an FBI, it was the FBI director, but we've had other folks from the FBI testify before Congress too. You take a risk like that, that kind of private, that's 5 years of prison. It's a felony when you lie to them. What you're covering up is worse. It's a worse felony. It's common sense. Can I prove it? No, but just wait. Tell the story. It's where the story's going next. Folks, this is going to be a fascinating 3 years. I can hardly wait to come in here every morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.